Free Mahmoud, protesters occupy Trump Tower NYC over arrest of anti-Israel activist. By Warner Todd Houston on March 13, 2025. Dozens of protesters flooded Trump Tower in New York City on Thursday to demand the administration release anti-Israel agitator Mahmoud Galil, who was arrested last weekend and is targeted for deportation. The protesters, some of whom were reportedly Jewish, chanted and held signs reading "Free Mahmoud, Free Palestine and Fight Nazis Not Students." Other signs read "Jews Say Do Not Comply." Breaking: dozens of protesters have occupied Trump Tower in NYC chanting "Free Mahmoud, Free Them All." pic.twitter.com/c9g3wgwswf. Olia Scootercaster, at Scootercasterny, March 13, 2025. "As Jews, we are taking over the Trump Tower to register our mass refusal," the group wrote in a post on X, Fox News reported. "We will not stand by as this fascist regime attempts to criminalize Palestinians and all those calling for an end to the Israeli government's U.S.-funded genocide of the Palestinian people. And we will never stop fighting for a free Palestine. If you come for one, you face us all. Free Mahmoud, Free Palestine." At least one of the groups sponsoring the protest is called Jewish Voice for Peace, a group notorious for having a history of sympathizing with terrorists. The Syrian-born Galil, who is in the U.S. on an Algerian passport, was arrested Saturday and reportedly told his green card was being revoked and that he is set for deportation. The anti-Israel activist was a former student at Columbia University and has reportedly been a chief organizer of anti-Israel protests at several colleges, including Columbia and Barnard, the New York Post reported. Breaking: Mahmoud Galil, a student at Columbia, has reportedly been detained by DHS and had his green card revoked. He was a lead negotiator in the 2024 encampment at Columbia and is seen here participating in last week's sit-in at Barnard. pic.twitter.com/kh1scpk. Steve McGuire, at stmcguire79, March 9, 2025. A liberal New York judge has tried to block the Trump administration's move to deport Galil. But on Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio justified the arrest and said it has nothing to do with free speech. Reporter: "Your revocation of the green card to many is seen as one of the most anti-speech actions a secretary can take with his powers. How do you respond?" At Marco Rubio's response is fierce and factual. Down arrow emoji, pic.twitter.com/uvwg30dvo. Gabriel Noronha, at GL Noronha, March 12, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.